Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Today, our guest, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Barb, you know, we all forget things in our life, and, well, that's why we have reminders on our phones. I have sticky notes on the refrigerator. I have things on my computer screen to remind me of things. As people get older, they might experience a little bit more frequency or instances of memory loss. Is this a normal part of aging, or, and if so, how can we tell if we're experiencing symptoms of dementia?
Well, I'm right there with you, Jim. I have post-it notes around, too. So, but forgetfulness does come with age, and it is normal. You know, as we age, our brain does forget some memories over time. And according to research from Harvard Medical School, this can actually be a good thing because it means the brain is removing unused memories to make room for new ones.
Ah.
So that's the good news.
Yeah.
Absent-mindedness is similar in that it relates to your brain's focus. So if you're not focusing on something, forgetting an appointment might happen just because you weren't preoccupied with thinking about it.
Well, it does make me feel a little bit better that it's somewhat normal. So what are some of the memory loss issues that might be linked to dementia?
Well, this type of memory loss is typically progressive. The memory issues get worse, and people then cannot live alone. So some potential signs to be watching for are forgetting important information, such as names of family or friends, inability to remember words. So you might be talking and you want cheese on your sandwich, but you can't remember the word cheese and, you know, that yellow stuff and going on and on. Like that, and happening more than occasionally. When this becomes extreme, it is a good idea to schedule a visit with a doctor, just to be checked out. Their personality changes are also another sign. So, for example, a person or a senior experiencing aggressive behavior, paranoia, or impulsiveness could be showing signs of dementia. And usually for caregivers, this is the hardest part of the disease to deal with. Sweet, kind mom might suddenly start swearing or refuse to take a shower or cooperate in cleaning activities. It's very stressful for both older adults and the caregivers. And people need to remember to ask for help. And the last, I guess, issue that would appear would be disorientation. And that's especially in new environments. Although it can happen even when someone is living at home and darkness comes or the evening is ready to appear, and people then become confused both in place and time. It gives the person a feeling of insecurity. You know, they might look lost or they might become aggravated.
So, Barb, it sounds like a age-related memory loss and dementia might have some overlapping symptoms, but normal forgetfulness is often caused by a lack of focus, too?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Jim. But if someone is concerned about an older adult and their memory issues, they really should attend a doctor's appointment with them and express their concerns. Sometimes even medications that someone is taking on a regular basis can cause symptoms that may mimic a memory loss condition.
Mm-hmm.
Felician Village and Holy Family Memorial have partnered to establish the Lakeshore Memory Clinic, and those patients are seen at Felician Village. We can do more in-depth testing and have conversations with family and caregivers during an appointment to help determine if the memory loss is age-related or it's dementia. And you don't have to have a physician referral for an appointment at the Lakeshore Memory Clinic. Appointments can be made by calling 920-320-8600. Or for more information about the clinic, the Lakeshore Memory Clinic, go to FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb, fantastic information here today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.